So is it about 6:10?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so it's 6:10 in the morning on the... I don't know what the date is. The last Sunday in July, and we're driving down what's now Kew Road in Richmond, heading in the direction of Richmond Circus, from there towards Kew, going off on a little trip. Vance in the back here, and lots of luggage and stuff, and we're driving up to Northumberland. What's the name of the place? Is it Brampton? It's near the first place.
Yes.
Which seems to be, well, it's pretty high in England, isn't it? It's we turn off the M6, we think, the last stop before to Scotland. So it's going to be quite a drive. You thought about 300 miles, didn't you, I think?
328.
So you know you're heading towards Kew here. Second turning. Splendid. Mum does know where she's going, really. It's just, you know, make me feel useful. So to get out of London, we're going at MQ and then up to the M4, out via Heathrow, M25, M40, and then it's motorways all the way up to the point where we turn off at near Carlisle. And weather today, is it clear?
It's clear, and it's 20 degrees at
already?
6:15.
Wow. So I will check in on this boo at points throughout the day, hopefully by the last bit in the boo we should be in, that's nice and alliterative, isn't it, bit in the boo, we should be in our hotel up in Northumberland. Well, it's now about 9:30 and we have just stopped on the M6 toll for very, very cheap breakfast. And we're now heading towards the northwest, as it is signposted. And you said that the toll booths are in about
half a mile.
Okay. And then soon after the toll booths, we'll be on to the old M6 and heading on up. So far, so good. We have the M6 toll to ourselves, pretty much, as far as the service station. It's become a little busier since then.
It is £8.60.
God, Bennett. That's quite expensive.
Not. Oh, no, it's not. It's a car with a trailer.
All right.
Sorry. I didn't see it then, so it will be cheaper. A car, I don't need a machine. Car. Car, that looks good to me. Let's see if I can fathom this out.
Good luck. I think last time you put it in and it came back out and that was it. And that was it.
I don't know who's bipping who, but I don't think it was me.
Didn't hear a bit. Yeah, well, that was pretty good.
That was much easier than throwing money in. I'll let him walk you up here, because it's an obvious pass, and I'll walk in front, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Let me just see if I can just capture a bit of that little babbly-ness. I'll catch up in just a second. So we're now in the garden of the hotel. It's Farlane Hall Hotel near Brampton. Let me just see if we can hear this water here. A lovely little stream with a little bridge going across it there, and they have a little pond. And the hotel is, well, I suppose Mum described it as being a bit like a, looking a bit like a vicarage. So quite stout in terms of stone, you know, not huge, but just a nice little thing. Well, not little, but, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to describe. I'll get Mum to describe it. And I seem to have a few. Oh, is that another little stream or something? Oh, Vance, hang on, you're pushing me off onto the grass, Vance. Could you just, for the audio book, could you just describe the building?
I can't see it from here.
Oh, right, okay, that's fine.
It's clad in vine.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it is an old parsonage, I'm not exactly
okay.
sure.
Yeah, what sort of size it's, would you say?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 windows long.
Yep.
Double-storied. Quite difficult.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, that's enough, that's fine. And we had a good journey up here, didn't we?
Excellent journey, couldn't have gone any better.
We stopped at, we stopped near Keswick. Well, I say we stopped, we detoured and went to a very nice pub that we've been to before called The Pheasant. Quite an old pub, isn't it?
It is.
Lovely, lovely. We had a really lovely fish and chips. Came very quickly, but was really, really fresh. Gorgeous chips, and well, it was all gorgeous actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now Mr. V is trying to drag me.
This is animal and sights and
sounds. Have you spotted Mr. V?
That's a nice path for you. Yeah. Path, you're
yeah, it was quite boggy when I stepped onto the grass. But he
it's
pushed
you
me.
Up to the path. And just get your footing, check it's not like slippery.
Okay. Yeah, yep, seems to be just about okay. It's a little smooth, but. Hi, Vance. Good boy. He's all very nice. He's going that way anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. This is an area where they've got chairs out.
Yes.
When it's nice.
Oh, is this where you pointed to earlier when
yeah.
we arrived?
Yeah. Gardener's area.
Is this where they said the bins might? Is
there,
is
there,
they said the lean to.
There, but I can't the roof,
yes. Wait there, Vance. Yeah. Come on, Vance. So what do you think, Vance? Have you got anything to say? He's got his gentle leader on, so he can't say much.
Another little issue along here.
Steady.
And again, it's just a bit slippery as it's just rained.
Yep.
And this is nice. This has got chairs and tables here as well.
Yep. Vance, steady for me. You good boy. You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah, it
smells nice. It smells nice even to me.
Take you down on the grass. So there's a step down.
Okay, find the step for us. Wait. Okay, forward. Good boy. Well done.
Can I walk across the grass?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get down, so we might have to come back this way in a minute.
It is. I think that's what I mistook for bogginess. Steady, Vance, steady. Hang on. Hang on. Okay, find left, Vance. Find the way. Good boy. Cool, that's a prickly tree.
Oh, sorry, darling.
All right.
Again, just a little bit
steady for me, Vance, please. No, no, really steady, Vance. Really steady. Good boy. Good boy, Vance. Thank you. Steady. No, no, really steady, handy, please. We're going to be nice and gentle. There's no rush.
And I think our Yes. Straight on, Handy.
Right, so we're going to go round to the right here. So yeah, yep. Right.
Is this where we drove in?
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's some things under that, with, like, where there's a car, there's some blue.
All right, she said start at the right, didn't she, I think.
I think she said start at the left or the right. Anyway. Right,
look for the one that's big, yeah. Most full.
Yeah. It's bigger than you think around the back, so yeah. Where you've got the one with the long, it actually goes along.
It goes back a fair bit, yeah.
As well, the same distance.
So it's sort like of L-shape.
Yeah.
Yes. Great minds, eh?
And then we've got a big complex here, and whether this is the family accommodation over here.
Yeah, right,
it's
okay.
It's a new build. Oh, I meant to tell you.
Yes, it's interesting.
They've got a huge wooden sculpture in the garden.
Oh, really?
Owls. And when I say huge, they must be about, like, 12 foot tall.
Really?
Yeah, there's one over there at the back there. And I got distracted by the babbling brook.
Yeah.
I was about to point it out, so I'll show you again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the most amazing. You feeling all right now?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
I think this is just sleep. We're both exhausted. That's how I was getting. That's it. And then that says private stable house. So that's someone's there. Yeah. We'll turn around. This is where we go.
Come on, Handy. We're coming back this way. Come on. I know. It's all very confusing. Why we have to walk one way and then go back another way. And oh, dear me, that's good. Dear me.
I'm showing you this because then if Robert wants a walk, he doesn't have to have me.
Yeah, I'll let Vance drag me into the brook. Yeah. Right, anyway, Audioboo, there we go. That is your little tour of the grounds of here. I think we're happy, aren't we? This is nice. We've just had a nice, like some Earl Grey and can have a sleep. Oh,
yeah,
looking forward to
sleep. We're going to recover now, unpack and choose dinner.
Ah, yes, choose dinner, yes. Yeah, excellent. All right then, well, over and out for me and Mum and Vance.